walks, there can be one discussion there, but we could put this on prayer, or we have the walk there. I don't know, I'm a little tired now, but something about being ourselves. Yeah, I think I could do this first on prayer and just speak for myself here, that which I've done before, but then refer to that walk there, that, you know, some may say to us that we are not ourselves now, we are completely somewhere else, sleeping or whatever, and this person you're talking to now is not me. Well, then what's the use of talking? There's some robotic false beings talking to each other. But why can't I just be myself the way I am? Oh, but the way you think you are, no, it's not you, because you're not the body. Yeah, I know I'm not the body, so I know I'm the one behind here. Can't I just be me the way I find myself in here? Well, now that's just the mind, and you're not the mind either. There's a false ego there, it's talking again. Then they discuss this, and the other one starts to actually become more and more convincing that, no, it's me. But I'm right now acting in this costume, this role, like an actor. When I dream at night, it's still me there, not another person experiencing what's going on in a dream. They discuss that, and therefore come to the conclusion that yes, we should just be ourselves, but get more purified and more Krishna conscious and more self-realized, and then we become more ourselves. We clean away the rest of it, the externals, the falsities. Not that we need to commit some kind of suicide here to become nothing and then coming up on the other side, all of a sudden popping up a person who is the actual us, but which we didn't even know. Discussions like that.